have more custard. We wanted more custard and make hand loaves.
Yeah, those corn dodgers.
Yeah.
You bake them in a skillet.
Yeah.
On the stove.
Yeah. And in the stove.
In the stove.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
The oven.
What about, did you ever make any kind out of potato? Any kind of bread out of potato for you?
Yeah, we make potato bread. Big roll of sweet potatoes. Get them when they were still raw.
Yeah.
And make potato bread out of it. And put eggs and milk and allspice for flavor. And make potato bread. It was real good.
Ms. Dixon, did you ever use, say, any kind of, what did you use to make the bread rise?
Oh, it was yeast.
Yeast?
Yeast, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, did you ever use baking powder, anything like that?
Oh, yes, baking powder, yes, I'm sure.
You ever make salt rising bread, or?
What?
Salt rising bread, or do you ever make buns or anything like that?
Oh yes, make buns. Make buns out of cornbread buns or
rolls.
Muffins. Oh, we call it cornbread muffins. Out of cornmeal muffins, and they was custard all over. We'd make them in muffin pans, and then we'd make berry muffins, things like that, out of flour.
That large cake you made of cornmeal, what'd you call that? That was
I guess cornbread, a loaf of cornbread.
Cornbread, you ever call it corn pone or?
Corn pone, yes, a loaf of corn loaf. Corn pone.
That was a kind of a chunk of the big.
No, I was just pretty, just pour the meal, mix it up with milk or water, whichever you put in it, pour it in that pan. Smooth it all.
Was a corn pone or a corn dodger the same
thing? Well, we call it corn pone. Put milk and a little bit of baking powder, a little bit of soda. Not much, not enough to make it yellow.
Yeah.
And egg, milk, and you're good. And then put grease in the pan enough for cover it to come up on the sides and spread over the top of it. The crust
was. You fried that?
No, it wasn't fried. It was just a piece of crust.
I see. What was the shape of it? It was like.
It was just flat, like the pan was. Or he'd cook it in a skillet, but it was round.
A corn pone was kind of.
Yeah.
It was a round.
Yeah.
Was it thin or thick shape?
Well, you could make it either way, whatever you wanted.
I see. Okay, if it was flat and thin like that,
well,
what would you eat?
It was cornbread right on.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it either thin or thick, whatever you want it, but it's always called cornbread.
Okay. And a pone was a?
Pone of cornbread.
Pone, oh, okay.
Yeah. We always want cornbread with vegetables or milk.
I see. Okay. Now, what about, did you ever have any that was, you might eat a lot with fish or food, something like that? It was kind of round, like it had maybe onions or green pepper in it?
Let me see what you call that.
Puffy or?
Yeah, puppies.
Hush?
Corn puppies.
Corn puppies or
yeah.
Hush puppies? Or?
Hush puppies, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever boil any, maybe in cheesecloth with beans or greens? Did you ever put any in with your beans or greens?
Oh, we put corn dumplings?
Yeah.
I haven't done it, but I saw it done. Uh-huh. I used to have an Aunt Mary that cooked corn dumplings with her collard greens.
Uh-huh.
I really loved them.
Uh-huh.
I never could make them so far they come pieces.
Okay.
Cooking in there. They come pieces when it's been cooked.
Uh-huh. And what about the kind you cook in a deep pan? It'd come out real soft, and you may dish it out, maybe, kind of cornmeal. Did you ever have that? It would be like mashed potatoes.
Oh, you mean kush?
Kush?
Kush. You make kush, you make it crumbled up cornbread, is that what you mean?
Yeah, was that it?
Yeah, we crumbled up cornbread and put onions, black pepper, and two boiled eggs, and fried bacon grease, seed it with fried bacon, put it in. We knew how much water to put in it to keep it from getting too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And just cook.